The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God gave good advice to our forefathers, ancient Israel, just before they went over into the Promised Land. In Deuteronomy chapter 17, beginning in verse 14, God told them, "When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it, and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me." Now God knew that would happen, and he was giving them good advice as to what to do. Verse 15, "You shall surely set a king over you, whom the Lord your God chooses, one from among your brethren. You shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother." That's plain language, isn't it? And God hoped that ancient Israel and modern Israel would obey that command. "But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses." Now this is talking about leading people in the wrong direction. "For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again." Egypt was a type of Satan's way, and God had just brought them out of that way 40 years earlier. Verse 17 continues, "Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Also it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites." Now several verses here was telling a king what not to do. And then beginning in verse 18, it tells a king what he should do. Verse 18 again, I want to read that again. "Also it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book from the one before the priests, the Levites." Now God is speaking about the first five books of the Bible. He's talking about his word, living by his word. And he said, "A king shall live by his word. And it shall be with him, and he shall read in it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes." What good advice God gave to our forefathers. And as I said, it would have applied to our nation today. Verse 20 says, "That his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." Yes, God said, if you obey me, then you will prolong your days as a nation, you will prolong your days as a king, and your posterity will continue to inherit the kingship. Now, if America had followed God's instructions, if all our presidents had read God's word, believed and obeyed our Maker, the word politically correct would not even be in our vocabulary, but the words morally and spiritually correct would be. And what a blessing that would have been and still would be to our nation and the whole world. Had America fulfilled our God-given commission of living by his commandments and the entire word of God as laid down in the Bible to be an example to the world as how to live and receive the blessings which God would have continued to pour out on our nation. What a blessing that would have been, my friend. But instead of living, believing, obeying, and trusting God, it seems we have accepted the evolutionary theory of higher education, which doesn't even seem to consider a creation by an intelligent creator God, a God of supreme mind without limited power. Satan will use anything he can to take people from God. The theory of evolution is only one of them. But the evolutionary theory cannot in any degree explain a world of such accomplishments, but has helped us to solve our many problems of mounting and continually escalating evils. Evolutionary theory cannot explain the mind of man. We can and do create our evils, but we don't seem to know how we do that. Or is it possible that we don't want to know? because we would be compelled to change our ways, and this world, and especially our nation that used to know God, no longer want God in our life. We don't want to change our evil ways. We have been living our way too long, depending on our own knowledge, ability, and self to guide us. We no longer know our God. God is a stranger to this world. God is a stranger to our nation. Why is that? God has all the answers, even this one, of why he is a stranger to us. God tells us what has and is causing our many problems and how to solve them. But we don't know the Word of God, which reveals the cause of all our ills and how to solve them. Not only that, but we won't even listen to truth, God's Word, when we hear the true servants of God preaching and read their writings of the gospel and a warning and a repentance message. We don't even believe truth anymore. In Isaiah 59, God tells us why we have so many ills. Isaiah 59, God is speaking to the nations of Israel, and one of those nations of Israel is the United States, so it means you and me. It also means the leaders, the secular, and those that claim to be spiritual leaders also, and is mainly geared to our readers. Notice what God had to say in Isaiah 59, beginning in verse 11. We've brought this out many a time on the Way It Ought to Be program, and it's written in many other places in God's Word as well. God says we all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. In other words, we don't like the situation that we're living our life in. So we look for justice, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. My friends, this is aimed at modern-day Israel at the end time. Verse 13 continues, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. We don't have any leaders that would do that, do we? Whether secular leaders or spiritual leaders. Think about that, my friends. God says, because of this, justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street and equity or fairness cannot enter. So truth fails. Yes, truth fails to correct. Mankind fails to follow truth. And he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. God tells us why we think we must be politically correct. And that is because we think we don't need God telling us what's right and what's wrong. And because we have willingly rejected the standard God's word that he gave us to live by. Our leaders have failed. Our secular leaders have failed. Our spiritual leaders, so-called, have failed. Our thinking, our actions, our mindset, and our character, our ills, all began in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis 3, beginning in verse 1, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. Now, Adam and Eve knew what they had been commanded to do and commanded not to do. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it nor touch it, lest you die. Now notice what Satan came back with. Verse 4, and the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. God is lying to you. Verse 5, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. In other words, you don't need God telling you what's right and what's wrong. You will automatically know. Did Satan tell Eve the truth? Has man known what is good and what's evil? Do we today? Of course not. We only see from a human and a satanic level. Man has done many good deeds. He had a good mind. That's the way God made him. He has also done many evil deeds as well. Why is that? will let God tell us. I can tell you, my friend, it's because we have taken on the mind of Satan, and that's what God tells us in His Word. All we have to do is just believe what God said about one of those trees which He planted in the Garden of Eden. He said it was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said it is a mixture of the good mind of man which God gave him, Adam and Eve, at creation, and that you and I were born with. And it's a mixture of the evil mind of Satan, which represented Satan's mind. That's where our evils came from. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represented the human mind and the evil mind of Satan. Man's mind is good on a human level, and God intended that good mind in man to become like His mind, to become spiritually minded on a God plane or a God level. That's why the tree of life was in the Garden of Eden, which represented God's Holy Spirit that was being offered to man. That Holy Spirit represented God, His way, and His mind, His attitude, and His character. And He intended man to mix that with His mind. God made the mind of man so that the Holy Spirit could be mixed with His mind and lead him and guide him and bring him to the point that he was like God. That Holy Spirit is the ingredient that will bring the human mind to become spiritually minded like the mind of God. God had to have those two trees so man would choose by the human mind whom he would follow, whose mind he would build. He made a terrible mistake by choosing to build, to take on the evil mind of Satan. Yes, to mix the human mind or the human spirit with the evil mind or spirit of Satan. That evil spirit or mind is much stronger than the human mind or human spirit, and has led, persuaded, deceived man to take on the evil, the wicked mind of Satan. Man has become, has taken on, has built the mindset of Satan, and we see the results. The pre-flood world, Sodom and Gomorrah, did the same thing, and we know the results. This world and our nation is fast approaching our demise as well, because we have rejected the tree of life, God's way. That's why we are so concerned about political correctness. We have no right standard to live by. And my friend, it's all because we have rejected our God. And all because we have taken on the mind, the attitude of Satan, the devil. But you don't have to stay in that position, my friend. Jesus Christ has made it possible for your sin to be forgiven and for you to turn to God the Father through Him. My time is up. We'll continue in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you need to read, or at least a couple of articles. Nations in Decline. You need to understand why our nations are in decline. I gave you a clue today, but these articles will help you to understand even more. Nations in Decline, and Why Does Mankind Suffer? And all you need to do to receive those articles, and just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you turn to Him.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.